USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted 232 to 197 to impeach President Trump on a single count of incitement of insurrection. Nothing else will take place until Trump has already left office. Nearly a year after the coronavirus was released on the World Health Organization is getting boots on the ground in Wuhan, China. Gordon Chang, senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute, tells Fox News the narrative on their findings will be controlled by Beijing.
This WHO mission should have been a year earlier. You know, this is the third WHO mission. The first two were just single-day affairs. And this, at this point, is for us, you know, just publicizing China's narrative. These guys are not going to be able to do what they need to do, which is to stay there months and months and to talk to everybody unfettered. But this is very heavily negotiated. Beijing has made sure that the terms of admission are such that we will learn nothing.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this. Not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Now that the House has formally impeached President Trump for a second time, chances are this will end up going nowhere. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
With the House of Representatives impeaching President Trump for the second time on Wednesday, where do things stand in the Senate? Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie telling ABC's Good Morning America he's not exactly sure how this will go down in the Senate.
Given what I've heard so far, I think it's unlikely, but it's possible. You know, there's certainly a lot of discontent, as was mentioned earlier in your report, in the Republican Party, and a lot of upset over the conduct that's happened over the last 9 weeks, really. We're now talking about since Election Day. And so, you can never, I'm going to put it this way, I wouldn't bet it one way or the other, but if you ask me to make a prediction, I would say it's less likely than likely.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
67 senators will need to sign on for the impeachment to move forward. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Now that President Trump has been impeached by Congress for a second time, what happens next? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
With the House's impeachment vote on Wednesday, all eyes are now on the Senate to see what the next steps will be. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he would not call the Senate back into session to address the articles, meaning the earliest the process would start is the day before President Trump leaves office. Senator Lindsey Graham called on President-elect Joe Biden to push for an end to the impeachment process. The South Carolina Republican told Fox News that the effort to remove President Trump was a divisive attack on the presidency.
To my Republican colleagues, let's stand up for the idea that post-presidential impeachments are bad for the presidency, bad for the country, and if we go along with it as Republicans, we will destroy the Republican Party. If we do it as a Senate, I think over time we'll destroy the presidency. So Joe Biden, if you're watching tonight, you have a chance to practice what you preach. You should call on Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and say, for the good of the country, President Trump will be leaving office on January the 20th. Let's stop impeachment. Let's stop it now.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Narok.
Trump is the only president in history to be impeached twice.
Like all of you, I was shocked and deeply saddened by the calamity at the Capitol last week. As I have said, the incursion of the U.S. Capitol struck at the very heart of our republic. It angered and appalled millions of Americans across the political spectrum. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.